There's no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Thank you, Todd Manley. This is David Hochberg, the housing guru at WGN Radio, WGN.FM, and WGN TV. Phone lines are open, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. We're going to be talking about real estate tax appeal on this show. A lot of people are getting nauseated and dizzy and sick when they open up that real estate tax from their local municipality, from their local county representative. And but I've been working with a company that was doing loans for my, that was doing tax appeals for my clients in every county but Cook. And I basically didn't like the guy because he wouldn't call me back. Called him about four or five times to find out what's going on, to see what he's doing with my clients. And the guy just completely blew me off. So guess what? Told him to stuff it. And was having coffee with a friend of mine, works at a big law firm downtown, Arnstein and Lair. And we just started shooting the bull. And lo and behold, found out that his law firm does real estate tax appeals. And so I figured, oh, only corporate, right? He's like, no, we do residentials as well. I said, okay, well, guess what? You're my new guy now. So from now on, anybody that comes to us is going to be referred to Barry Katz at Ernstein and Larry. You want to bring both of them up there, Brian, so we could talk to the fine attorneys? I got to turn the phones up. Okay, you're both there. Barry, are you there?
I am here.
And Gary, are you there? I mean, David Duncan, are you there?
Yeah, I was going to answer to Gary, but that's fine.
That's your code word, buddy.
Right.
Don't let it out of the hat, all right? Keep it between
us.
Nobody's listening. It's just between us. All right,
we're both here.
Okay, great. So Barry and I have been friends, and he's a client of mine. And as I typically do, clients turn into friends, turn into colleagues, turn into referral sources. And even though I've done his loan about five or six times, we stay in touch on birthdays and anniversaries. And Barry reached out to me, David, and said, hey, you know, let's have a cup of coffee, see if we might be able to do some business together. And I said, sure. So 2 weeks ago, Barry and I met for coffee, and we just started shooting the BS. And lo and behold, I learned that you do real estate tax appeals, David. So why don't David and Barry, let's start with you. Caught a sneeze there. Thank you very much. Whoa, I almost had it under control. Barry, why don't you introduce yourself first, and we'll throw it over to David.
Okay, my name is Barry Katz. I'm an attorney for more years than I care to remember, but for 30 years and for the last 12 at Arnstein and Lear, had my own firm for a number of years. I specialize in commercial real estate, representing entrepreneurs and corporations and other people and individuals with real estate needs. And on many occasions, my clients who own real estate are upset about the real estate taxes that they're being charged by the respective counties in the Chicago area, and they asked me to get involved in trying to reduce those taxes.
And David? So Barry, what's your phone number in case people want to get a hold of you?
312-876-7847.
876-7847, and that's 312. And David, how long have you been appealing taxes, real estate taxes?
Same answer, longer than I want to admit. believe it or not, 27 years.
Well, you started when you were 9.
And so, loving it.
That's right. So you're 36. You're 36. You were a prodigy in fifth grade.
I was always a math whiz.
Exactly. So what is it that people should know about appealing their real estate taxes? People get their bills twice a year in Cook County. It's February. And in August, and in the collar counties, it's June and August as well. And you know, as screwed up as Cook County is, guys, I kind of like the separation of the 6 months. I don't know how the people in the collar counties do it. You know, here's a $12,000 tax bill, and we need six on June 1st, and we need six on August 1st. That's a big nut to swallow there, and financial nut to swallow. Get your minds out of the gutters, folks. 312-521-8600 if you have any questions about real estate tax appeal. So how do people go about, what do you do for them, guys? If somebody called me up and said, hey, I want to appeal my taxes. And I said, okay, hey, give Barry a call, give David a call. Take it from there. What happens?
Well, first of all, back up just 2 seconds. I think one of the problems, and you actually probably accidentally hit on something very important, if you get the tax bill, at least in Illinois, believe it or not, you're already too late to appeal. Other states, that's not true. Illinois, it is. So what you want to do, you want to be looking every year for a tax notice that comes in the mail. You know, Illinois works on two different cycles. Cook County is a 3-year cycle, and Lake County is a 4-year cycle.
On an appeal basis, right, where the taxes are investigated and go up or go down.
Yeah, there's a mandatory quadrennial assessment in the collar counties. There's a mandatory triennial assessment in Cook County. Now, the nice thing about Illinois is you can appeal every single year. Other states, you can't. So what you want to do is you want to target 30 days past the date of that notice, which is going to come in the mail. It's trickier than it sounds, because if you're like me, the mail stacks up, and then you finally get to it, and you're like, whoops, I got 5 days to appeal. You got to appeal within 30 days of that notice in the collar counties. And Cook County is actually even a little trickier because, on a positive note, Cook has two levels of appeal. On a negative note, the second level of appeal, you have to monitor yourself. It's not anything the Board of Appeals is going to send in the mail to you. You have to kind of be on the outlook or the lookout for the appeal deadline.
And but I would interject here that the to make it even more, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, the notices of increased assessed valuation come on a postcard sized document and looks like a postcard. In Lake County, I know that it's blue. David, is it a blue postcard in Cook County?
No, Cook. It's actually a white. It's a white letter.
Okay.
But again, you know, I've done it myself. You could be just sort of sorting through the mail and think it's nothing, and then you know you miss the deadline. So it's real important to target that notice that comes out in the mail, because that's the operative date for when you need to appeal.
Let me just interject one thing, guys. All the listeners that are listening right now, and it's in the thousands. Okay, they could do this by themselves, and there's hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds and tens of hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands of people, guys, that appeal their real estate taxes all the time. I'm not one of them. Okay. There's also people that change their oil on their car every 3,000 miles. I'm not one of them. And there's also people that, you know, like to fix their cars when it breaks down. Again, I'm not one of them. So you offer a service, and it's a percentage-based service. Can you explain what you do to help people save money on their real estate taxes?
Well, you know, what we do, and I've been doing this a long time, like I said, and I'll tell you, the people just seem to like it this way. If we win the appeal, we charge. If we don't win the appeal, we don't. I mean, it's as simple as that. We don't charge, at least our firm doesn't charge any upfront fee, no retainer fee, no processing fee, you know, anything like that. If we win, we charge. If we don't, we don't. Now, the way the formula works, and it kind of tracks the way that the tax bill is calculated, if the assessment is reduced, we charge a percentage of the calculated tax savings off the assessment reduction. So it's a little bit convoluted, but what it really is intended to translate into, if you save money, we take a percentage of those tax dollar savings.
And how much is that percentage? What's the percentage that you guys take?
For residential houses, generally it's a third. And that's kind of across the board, both in the collar counties and in Cook County.
Okay, so if it's a $9,000 savings, you get $3,000, and the consumer saves $6.
Right, and the way it's supposed to work is that if you appeal, you know, let's say all systems are go, and you appeal in the first year of either the quadrennial or the triennial. Generally speaking, the reduction that you obtain in the first year is going to remain in place for either 3 years or 4 years. So, you know, kind of the way we look at it is, yeah, if you save $9,000, there's a cumulative savings in Cook, it's 3 years. In the collar counties, it's 4. So we're taking a piece the first year, but those cumulative savings roll over to year 2, 3, and 4, and we don't charge again for those, you know, either second 2 years or second 3 years. So the advantage is, you know, we appeal once, ideally, in the first year, and we don't appeal again, and the savings stays in place for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
312-521-8600, 312-521-8600, if you have any questions about real estate tax appeals. Now, it's not just for residential. It's also for commercial.
Oh, and, absolutely.
And talk about that and some of the success stories that you've realized building owners. Because when you're talking about a $200,000-$400,000 home, a $50,000, $100,000, $400,000, $800,000 home, that's one thing. But when you start appealing real estate taxes on a $3 to $8 million, $80 million, $800 million property or compound, it could add up pretty quick, and those savings are pretty substantial, I would have to think, Barry.
They are. And almost frankly, if you own a commercial property, you absolutely should appeal your taxes every year. And it's amazing to me the number of people that don't do that.
And the cost is free.
And the cost is free. And if there's a savings, they pay a percentage of a savings as the fee. But if we cannot obtain a savings for an owner of a commercial property or residential property, there is no fee.
So, David, let me ask you this question. If I'm a, what do I need to supply to you as a homeowner? I'm a homeowner. I'm a business owner. I have a property downtown in the West Loop at 1141 West Randolph. I also have a home in Northbrook. I actually have, unfortunately, two homes in Northbrook. I bought an investment property to build a mansion for myself that is still in a FedEx box. But so what do people do? Do you need the property index number? Do you need an appraisal? I mean, what type of costs do people have to expend in order to be prepared to come to Arnstein and Lair in order to have you guys look to see if they could, if you could save them money on their real estate taxes?
Well, the first thing that we need really, and it's pretty simple, we just need to identify the property either by address or parcel number. So generally what I ask for, if someone has just gotten a notice, I say, hey, send me the notice, fax it to me, email it to me. If they don't, I'll say, send me the tax bill. If they don't have that, I'll look it up by address, and usually I can, you know, through a series of searches, I can usually find it. But it's as simple as that. Give me the tax bill, give me the notice, and we'll do the rest. We'll look at it, we'll investigate, we'll see what's there, what it is, you know, what we think we can do, and, you know, we'll send the paperwork out and we'll get it going. We try to make it as painless as possible. It's not always painless, but we try to make it that way. Now, as far to your point, as far as the appraisal goes, we mm-hmm. also try not to have the client, at least on a residential basis, incur appraisal costs. Sometimes they have to, and if they do, you know, it's a minor charge that the client has to pick up, but most of the time they don't. Now, on the commercial side, it's the opposite. Most of the time with commercial, with some exceptions, you'll want, at least in the first year of that reval period, you're going to want to have an appraisal, because it's real important, as Barry pointed out, for the bigger stuff, to establish the correct base year value, because it's going to be your value for, you know, like I said, for the next 3 years and the next 4 years.
All right, so Barry, I'm in Northfield Township up in Northbrook in Cook County, and there's Cook County downtown, and there's 50, 60, 70 different townships within Cook County. Wilmette Township, Main Township, where I grew up, Maine East High School. You know, it's a bunch of different townships. There are different times. Can you explain about the different times a year that are slotted for the different townships? Because which goes upon what you were saying and David was saying earlier about the blue card, that postcard that Lake County sends out, or the green or whatever color it is, and the white letter that Cook County sets out. Is there a specific time that listeners should call you, or should they just say, hey, I live at this address. I don't know when my appeal's coming up, but here's my PIN number. Here's my tax bill with my parcel identification number on it. Oh, and by the way, I just did a refinance with Townstone. Here's my appraisal, which also has the parcel identification number on it. You know, let's just say I'm in Northbrook and I'm in Northfield Township, and my appeal period ended 6 weeks ago. What happens from there, and should it be a concern to listeners about being proactive and contacting you guys now, even though their time period maybe for appeal has already lapsed in 14, to get in line for 15? Could you speak about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you the short answer, and then I'll let David pick up from there in terms of the deadlines for each township. Basically, we would want anyone who has an interest in protesting their taxes, send us the tax ID number now, and we'll be able to look at it, figure out the valuation, and figure out when the next deadline the next time frame to file an appeal or protest is coming up. David, why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, and the important thing is, you know, because these, unfortunately, the deadlines are not static, which is even more concerning and more confusing for the public, they rotate year by year. You never know from year to year when your particular appeal for where you live is gonna happen. So you know, what I tell people, and I'll give you an example, I talked to one guy this morning who missed the first appeal in the city. We have a second appeal that he can do. I talked to another person this morning who missed all of 14's appeals. So we're gonna queue up 15, and that's just kind of the way it goes. Unless you're you know, sort of in the business and attuned to these deadlines, we just tell folks, hey, let's send the stuff in, let's get it signed up, let's get in line, and when the deadline comes up, we're ready to go.
And go ahead, Barry. I'm going to cut you off.
Okay. And I would say that we have a database. So once we have your tax ID number, you're in our database. So even if you missed, for example, 2014, we'll know that to look out for you for when 2015 is arriving in the township that you're living in or a county.
So it's on an automatic review basis, David, in your system that, okay, we did a review. Let's just say the township I live in is coming up second week of November. Okay, and I just, boom, I get it to you, you get it in. Can't do anything for me now, but there's a reminder that pops up in July or August of next year, David, where your staff and your paralegals take a look at it to see maybe there can be some adjustments made this time around next year.
Yeah, and we've been doing that the last few years that way because, as you know, the property values the last 5 years have just been gyrating all over the place. It seems like now they're a bit more stabilized. But, yeah, what we do is every year we run every single, believe it or not, every single parcel through our system to see, you know, A, is it correctly assessed vis-a-vis market value? B, is it correctly assessed on a comparability basis? And those are the two big things you look at. I mean, there's some other minor issues that you can address, you know, home square footage, land square footage. And we always like to talk about casualty loss, you know, fire, flood, damage, rehab, demolition, that kind of stuff. But the two biggies we look at every year, is it correctly assessed in terms of market value? Is it correctly assessed in terms of all its neighbors? We do that every year.
And also talk about the senior homestead exemption. There are tons of seniors out there. Either, you know, maybe you're not a senior listening, but maybe your parents have been living in the same home for the past God knows how many years. When does the senior exemption kick in? What is a senior exemption, and why is it important for people to be aware that of the tax savings available to them through the senior exemption?
Well, yeah, there's, and it's not just the seniors anymore. You know, the county has expanded that pool of exemptions to a few other categories as well, disabled persons and veterans in particular.
Hold on. So if you're a returning veteran?
Yeah, there's a returning veteran exemption. It's not a ton of money. And there's also a disabled persons exemption. It's not a ton of money.
I did not know
there's
that.
There's also a disabled veterans exemption. Not a ton of money. But the way we like to look at it is if we can appeal your base assessment and you apply correctly all the exemptions that you're entitled to, you know, hopefully we can you know, see some significant downward movement on the tax bill.
Wow. You know, once again, you can do this all by yourself and not pay the, you know, 33% fee of what they're saving you. Okay. So it works like this, folks. You contact Barry and David over at Arnstein and Lair. Pretty big, you know, it's not like a one-man shop. Okay. You got how many hundreds of attorneys do you have running around there?
Well, we have about 165 attorneys. We're located both in Chicago and with over 100 attorneys. We have 60 or so attorneys down in Florida. In the tax reduction department, David, how many persons in your department?
We have seven people in my department.
Seven people dedicated to helping consumers, both private business owners that own real estate, commercial real estate, and homeowners that own single-family homes, condos. You also do it on, I would assume, let's throw it out there, second homes, vacation homes, investment properties, David? Do those?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we have folks who own, in some cases, dozens and dozens of properties. and as well as their house. You know, so imagine and to your earlier point, imagine the tax liability when you start adding up, you know, a pretty sizable investment portfolio. In some cases, you know, some of the clients we have own dozens of parcels of property. I mean, it's a big nut every year. And, you know, and those folks, as well as every, you know, single-family homeowner, are concerned that, you know, the time we live in, the state we live in, the school budget funding problem in Illinois, you know, you got to be looking at this stuff every year or, you know, and I've seen it happen. You'll get it stuck to you if you don't if you're not proactive.
Wait a minute, there's a school funding problem in this state, Dave? I had no idea that we had any money problems in Illinois. It's just absolutely crazy. Go ahead, Barry.
David, you know, we were David Duncan and I were kidding about we've been lawyers for longer we care to admit, but the real important point about that is we have years and years of experience. So if a homeowner is thinking about doing the appeal on their own, certainly they can do it that way. And the assessor makes a point of stating that, well, they'll try to you know, help anybody.
Sure.
But in reality, I think a person trying to do it on their own will be confused. And we offer a wide breadth of experience. And given the years that David's been doing it, there's really no kind of property or numbers that he hasn't seen. So in a few minutes, he can really knock everything down into its most common denominator.
And again, the consultation is free. And I always say that's the best four-letter word in the English language that starts with an F. You know, other people have their own choices, but I like the word free. And it does. If it doesn't cost you anything to check out, if you could save a couple $100 a month, and if you're a business owner, maybe $500,000-$600,000 a month goes right to the bottom line. Okay, I know gas came down from $3.80 a gallon to $3.25 a gallon, $3.40 a gallon, and we're all running through the streets naked, all happy that we're saving $2 or $3 every time we load up our gas tank. But it's still costing $75 to load up your gas tank instead of $80. Okay,
right.
I mean, if you want substantial savings, you go to the real estate taxes on your home because they're doing nothing but going up. We've got constant problems in this state with underfunding of the schools, like Barry and David were talking about. And if you want to have somebody put a set of eyes on it, again, you could do it yourself, just like you could, you know, refinance and consolidate your student loans yourself. But try dealing with that. That's why we started up lowermyslp.com student loan advisors to help people lower their student loans. Because it's a headache. You could go underneath your car, boys, and change your oil, okay? I wouldn't get out from underneath my car. First of all, that $30 that I'm saving in my driveway, that I'm polluting my driveway because I'll have oil running down into the sewer system, okay? First, I'd have to fit under my car. Second, I'd have to know what the hell I'm doing. And third, I'd have to get out from under my car in order to accomplish the goal. Three things that were never going to happen, right? That's why I take it to Jiffy Lube, pop it up, and they charge me $40 for the filter and $40 for the windshield wipers. That, you know, they basically give me the oil for free and they sock it to me and everything else. But you guys aren't socking to anything for anybody. You're just asking people to call you with their parcel identification number. Some people call it property identification number. It's the PIN that you have on your property that designates. It's your birth certificate of your property. It's your DNA of your property. David can knock in that number, go to the county level, talk to you about if you can or can't save money. And if you can, he'll tell you how much you could save. You give him a third for the first year. After that, you got another 2, 3, maybe 4 years if you're in the collar counties of lower tax bills. And every year, they look at it for free. It's beautiful, guy. Hey, I'm looking forward to the partnership here. I'm looking forward to the interaction that we're going to have. I'm done with my other guy who didn't have the decency or the common courtesy to call me back, so I can only imagine the service he was given to my all my listeners and all my referrals. So what we're doing, David, I just want you to be prepared. Everybody that does a refinance with Townstone, we have the appraisal. How key is that, buddy? Okay. We're going to ask them via email if it's okay if we make the introduction to you and them and Barry and get their permission to email you their appraisal. And then that way you could automatically check right away, have the appraisal on file. So if you can't do it now, at least you'll have something to reference in the future of what the value was in 2014 and going forward. And then you might be able to save our clients a couple hundred bucks, maybe a couple thousand dollars a year. And that's the joint venture that we're going to be doing. I'm getting nothing from you guys. You guys aren't paying me per deal. It's just a service that we provide the Townstone clients and also the WGN.FM clients. And I welcome you aboard, and I'm looking forward to working with you boys in the future.
David,
well,
thank you
so
very
much. This has been a great opportunity. I appreciate it.
And if you hey Barry and David, why don't you give out your email addresses so people can email you their tax bills?
My email address is brkatz at Arnstein, ArnSTein.
.com.
Okay. And if they want to fax it, if that's easier, my direct fax number is 312-876-7342.
And David, and Barry, I got your number at 312-876-7847. David, I would assume that you're at 312-876. What's the last four?
Yeah,
buddy?
Direct's last four digits, 7190.
Okay, great. And you're going to keep track of all the people we send you, and then we're going to come on a year from now and give out a grand total. Or you know what? We should probably do a quarterly of the grand total of what you've saved the Townstone Financial Ask the Housing Gurus radio show, how much you saved all of our listeners. How's that?
Well, we'll have a party.
Yeah, we'll have a party on Arnstein and Lair. That's even better. Okay, guys, thank you very much. 312-876-7847 for Barry, 7190 for David. And if you want to fax your tax bills, 312-876-7342. Make sure you put a cover sheet on there with your name and phone number so they can get back to you. All right? Hey, guys, thanks for joining the show. We're going to pick up Michael from At Properties. Thanks there, Brian. Let's get Michael up and running. Mike, how are you, bud?
Hey there. How's it going?
Going good. Going good. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. You're listening to The Housing Guru Show on WGN.FM. Michael joined me on Saturday on my radio show from 1 to 3 on another station down the dial, if you will. We were talking real estate. You did such a great job, had such a great conversation that wanted to invite you back on my internet show here. We were talking real estate tax, Mike, and tax appeal. And how important that is for homeowners on a monthly basis to save money just simply having an attorney at Arnstein and Lair to review their tax, you know, their real estate tax position. How critical is that for your clients, bud?
Absolutely critical. Again, I heard hundreds, and I would actually say, depending on the price point of the property, thousands can be saved. You have a good, solid attorney who knows what they're doing. They've done it for years. Clearly save lots and lots of money with the appeal. I've been doing it myself for a long time as well.
Yeah, and these guys, you know, I don't know if, you know, when you jumped on here and were on hold, and I appreciate you hanging on because I wanted to get that information out. I used to work with a guy out in Kane County, and I used to give him all my stuff, and I used to call him, Mike, and I'm like, hey, it's David Hochberg, Townstone Financial. I just want to see how things are going with Tom, Jane, Joe, and Sally. Never call me back. And I'm just like,
really?
I'm like, you never call me back. I'm like, well, if you're not calling me back, I just called to get some type of information about how the files were going and if they were able to save money. And the guy completely blew me off like I was a flipping F4 twister or something. Completely dusted me. So guess what? He's done. Everybody that we close from now on, Michael, we're going to ask permission. Would you know, in our industry, you got to ask permission for everything. Ask
of
permission
course.
To make the introduction. We're going to make the introduction, send the appraisal over, and we're going to be like, hey, if you want to talk, it's free. These guys will look at it, and every single year, your name will pop up in their system, and if they could help you, at least you'll be able to know where you're at today. So it's so valuable. Where are you at with the market right now? We got about 40 seconds before the break. Talk to me about the market, and then we got a two-minute break. I'm going to pick you up on the other side of the market. But in 30 seconds or less, what's your vibe on the downtown market, Mike?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm north side of Chicago. I think that, you know, we had a really exciting spring, really good summer, too. You know, we've had a little bit less of the buyer demand coming in this fall, year over year. And also, I'm seeing more inventory out there, too. So, you know, we're not really quite at a buyer's market yet, but we're definitely reaching, you know, teetering toward that direction as opposed to where we were a year ago. You know, so I think that there is, you know, some buyer demand, but, you know, the we really need to see more. I'm looking to see more buyer demand.
I'll tell you what, hang tight, go get a coffee. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. The Housing Guru Show. Be right back. Welcome back to the Housing Guru Show. I'm David Hochberg. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. If you've got any questions about real estate, at Property Realtor, Michael Ferry is on the phone with us. He concentrates on the north side of the city. And we were just talking about how it kind of took off in the spring, kind of leveled off after the summer. Still a decent market, Mike. Not as rah-rah, shish-boom-ba, high-octane, six shots of cappuccino. You know what I mean? You don't got the espresso shots as we had when people, I had a lunatic, I love her dearly, got divorced, needed to find a home completely out of her mind. I say that out of respect. Was out when it was 50 below with the wind chill with another lunatic realtor of mine. And I say that out of respect because I love them when they're out there with 50 below looking at homes. And, you know, that was January, which is a typically slow month. And you got these two crazed lunatics out there looking at 50 below weather, you know, looking at homes. And the best part about it was they lost the home because it was a multiple listing. It was a multiple offer. And there were other lunatics going out there at 50 below looking for homes. I did my show on a Saturday. I'm driving home. I get in my car, freeze my rear end off, fire up the phone. I'm listening to my messages. Hey, it's Mary. We found a home. I'm like, what? She's like, and then I called her back. I'm like, what are you doing? Hey, I'm out with Ann. We went to see four houses today. I'm like, it's 50 freaking below. She's like, yeah, it's a great market. We got it. But it's not that same market as it was in January, just 8 months ago, 9 months ago, 10 months ago. But it's right. So talk about that. You know, everybody thinks, oh my God, we went from 0 to 100 in 3.2 seconds. Now we're just rolling at 55, 60 miles an hour, which is a normal market. It's better than going 20 miles an hour in the left lane like we had it in 08 through 2010, buddy, right?
Absolutely. And you know, from the buyer's standpoint, I have no reason to be concerned at all. I mean, we had, like you said, we had six shots of espresso in the first 6 months of the year here. And the fact that the acceleration of valuation increase went down, we're still going the right direction, bud. I mean, you know, it's going to be an 8-10% year here in Chicago. Last year was 12, but, you know, hey, I can't complain, right?
And I'll give you a little, and what you were saying, 8-10% means an increase in value of 8-10%.
Absolutely.
Which a lot of people like to forget 07 and 08. I lived through that, man. Okay.
Negative 48%? Is that what you're talking about?
when we lost 30-50%, and in some areas we lost 60-70%. And when you start talking about, I was happy in 11 and 12 when we had stabilization. You know, we finally found that equilibrium on the seesaw where it wasn't going left or right. Well, you know, left side wasn't up, right side wasn't up. You had a perfect balance, and the seesaw just stayed equally balanced. And then you started, you know, you stopped the descent and you started the ascent, and that's when it was nice. Hey, listen, are we going to keep a 10-20%, 10-15% increase in the market? No.
Because
is that healthy, Michael?
Absolutely not. It's scary. On a long-term basis, yeah. No.
I think we lived through that model between 2002 after the terrorist attacks and 2007. We were having those type of appreciations every year, my friend.
Well, it was 10 grand a week if you were a flipper.
Right. And that's what caused the problem. You know, you bought a $200,000 condo. On paper, you put down 5%, you give somebody $10,000. If you tried really hard, you could find $10,000 from someplace, okay? You can sell your kidney for $10,000. You get your eggs harvested for $5,000 an egg. How do I know? Not that I've had my ovaries harvest, but I had a lady, true story, man, I can't make this up. I had a lady come in with, and she had two $5,000 deposits into her checking account in separate months. And I'm just like, okay, we need to source, because of the Patriot Act, we need to source all large deposits. Where did this come from? And she said, I went to a fertility clinic, and I had my eggs harvested, and they gave me $5,000 per each egg. Not bad, right?
Unbelievable. Okay. We got that for our side.
Well, all the guys would be vanished, and you'd have, you know, it's kind of like those driving ranges, though, in those quadruple-decker driving ranges. You'd have to take abandoned warehouses, and guys would be donating their junk for $5,000. I mean, it'd be a revolving door there. So, you know, it's $5,000 an egg, so I had to get a letter from the fertility clinic stating, verifying that they gave her check 1, 2, 3 and 7, 8, 9 for the $5,000 for each egg that they harvested from her ovaries. Okay, so
wow.
Welcome to my world. But talk about what you know. The best thing that you could recommend to somebody out there looking to buy a home. You work with a lot of first time home buyers. You recently worked with one of my guys, James Cunahan, in a transaction that kind of went bad, and then we got it resurrected, and a lot of obstacles to overcome. We don't stop digging until we hit water or gold there, buddy, or oil. But what's the one thing you could tell our listeners how many years you've been doing this?
I've been doing the sales for 2 years, but before that I was financial advisor and investor for a decade. Okay. And a Wall Street trader and all that good stuff. And I decided to give all that up to open my own shop.
So you basically got into this industry as things started turning around.
And, exactly.
And you've worked with a number of different first-time home buyers. And the parents of the first-time home buyers that are listening right now, because those are the people predominantly listening to the show, what would you talk to the parents about the best thing that their kids could do when they're looking to buy a home?
I think the best thing to do is to, I think what I'd like to see more is people reaching out, people asking questions, people asking questions to experts like you and me, you know, hey, what is it going to take to buy something like this? Because I think the biggest issue I have is this misconception. People don't understand that they're able to afford, given what rents are right now, especially on the north side and in the big pockets like River North, Lincoln Park and Lakeview where I live. Rents are just, I mean, they are what they are. That's what the market bears, but they're pretty egregious compared to what we've seen in the past 15, 20 years, obviously. So I think it's a matter of, you know, people understanding, hey, you know, it's still tight. It's still tough. It's much easier now to get a loan than it was in 08 and 09. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of lax, a little bit of looser. And I think that you just have to ask the question, you know, if you're going to be here for a while and you're going to stick around in this wonderful city of ours, you should really consider investing in property because, you know, it's like I said, we're going the right direction. And if we can see 3-5% in the long term over the next 5 to 8 years, I think it'll be very exciting for young people especially to get some equity and build some investment.
And what you're talking about is 3-5%, just to break it down into numbers, okay? If somebody buys a $200,000 home, condo, townhome, whatever the heck they buy, 3% a year is $6,000, 5% a year is $10,000. Okay.
Exactly.
So you typically, Michael, I know you know this, but I got to break it down for the listeners. You typically pay down your principal and interest. You pay down your principal balance of your mortgage about 6-7%, you know, a little over 6, no more than 7% of the starting balance during the first 5 years of your loan. Okay. So
correct.
93% of your interest paying of your mortgage payment. Everybody's like, oh, I'm paying down $1,000 a month. Really? Okay, your $1,000 mortgage payment there, Spartacus, okay, is not all going towards principal. Most of it is going towards interest. $930 is going towards interest. $70 is going towards principal. So during the first 7 years of a $200,000 loan, let's break it down, you're paying about $14,000 maximum, right? So your loan will be down to $186,000, right? But if you're picking up $6,000 to $10,000 over that 5 year period of time, right? 3-5%, $6,000 to $10,000 on the low side, you're picking up $30,000 of appreciation on a normalized market, Michael. Let's say normalized. So after 5 years, your home in a normal market, which we're in right now, conservatively should be worth $230,000. There's no guarantee. There's no, you know, we're not guaranteeing anything. I'm just saying in a normalized market, you're at 230 while your loan is down to 186. You make money in real estate through what, Michael? You got cut off. You pick it up through the appreciation, not by paying down your loan.
Absolutely.
So 312-521-8255. 8600, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, which is WGN.FM. There'll be a podcast of this fine show and previous shows, as well as your questions, your videotaped questions, your digitally taped questions, I should say, to your email questions. Keep those questions coming. TheHousingGuru at WGNRadio.com. TheHousingGuru at WGNRadio.com. Gary Meyer coming up in 18 minutes. He'll be on with you starting at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow at this time, we'll have Dr. McGuire, the Total Men's Total Health Show, sponsored by North Shore Medical Health Systems, hosted by me and Dr. McGuire. Hopefully, he'll have another doctor come on with him. We talk about men's problems there, Michael, you know, with the prostate, and we talked about men's fertility and all the things. It was pretty interesting. Last week, we were talking about prostate cancer and how doctors are now doing research with the genes in your body to, when you take your blood test, when you take your PSA, to determine if you have elevated levels that you're more susceptible to prostate cancer. They could look at the genes that you're made up of. There's like every human being's made up of 200,000 to 300,000 genes, but there's like 100 triggers for prostate cancers. Out of those 200,000 to 300,000 genes, 100 of them, if you have those genes in your body, that means you're more susceptible to prostate cancer. I mean, how great is that to catch that early? I know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're all talking about breast cancer, which is great, but, you know, let's not forget about the prostate there, Michael. I've got one, you've got one, and I love mine, and I'm sure you love yours.
I want to keep mine, yeah. Yeah, at undergrad, I did a lot of microbiology work myself, so I know everything in the world is hereditary, man. It's just a matter of them finding it, you know? It's kind of exciting in a way, right?
Well, listen, I was completely blown away. I didn't even know about the 200,000 to 300,000 genes you had in your body and how only 100 are triggers to determine if you're a higher risk for prostate cancer. That's what we talk about tomorrow from 2 to 3 right here on the G. So leaving somebody, you know, we only got a couple minutes left. I got to take a couple of texters about mortgage questions. What's the best advice you could give, instead of the parents, the first-time home buyer getting out there looking to buy?
Looking to buy, you know, just give your local realtor a call. You know, ask the right ask questions, just any questions. There's no such thing as stupid questions. People ask me things all the time. They're afraid to ask, and I say, honestly, I mean, the only way you can learn is to talk with an expert, someone who does this for a living, and 100% of their time is spent in these markets. And, you know, it's really, really some fascinating stuff. It's art, and it's also numbers. But I think the right thing for people to do is just to ask the question, you know?
And the only dumb question, and the only dumb question is the one you don't ask, is the one I always say, right? You know,
there you go.
You know, if you're embarrassed to ask it, then you know what? That question could cost you tens of thousands of dollars by not asking it, or it could kill you if you don't, like if you're sick or something and like, oh, I've got blood coming out of my urine. What do you think that is? Nothing. I'm going to go to sleep. Okay, genius. All right, if people want to reach you, my friend, how do they reach you, Mike?
Oh, you can reach me. Any questions or any interest you have in the city and real estate, Michael John Ferry. My cell phone is 773-230-9196, and you can email me at MichaelJohnFerry@ATProperties.com.
Okay, and you work at At Properties, great company. Send my best to Thad and Mike, and we'll talk to you later, my friend.
Will do. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, take care. There goes Michael Ferry, 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. We have a couple of text messages coming in. Thank you very much for that. From the 630, heard you talking about rates drop today. What do you recommend about refinancing? Well, 630, what do I recommend about refinancing? I think if your 30-year fixed is in the fours, starts with the four or higher, you should give us a call and let us take a look at it. 312-896-2111. 312-896-2111. I also talked about refinancing when you're getting ready to purchase a home and you know there's no way on this God's green earth that you're going to be in your current home for more than 2 or 3 years. How do you know that? You have one going to college next year as a senior in high school. You got one who's a sophomore, almost done with the semester, halfway done with the semester, going away to college in 2 years. You've got a 4,000 to 5,000 square foot home that you're paying $12,000 a year in property taxes. You don't need that space for you, your husband that you really don't like anyway, and the dog that you like more than your husband, or vice versa. You know you're going to dump the property. You might even dump the spouse. So why not look at lowering your monthly payments? That credit score that you have, is going to determine what rates you get on your new home when you buy it in 2 years. So why don't you start working on consolidating your debt, refinancing your home, rearranging your financial furniture is what I talk about, what I call it. You could refinance your home. Mostly you could do it for zero or low closing costs. Take some money out, pay off the debt, lower the payment, use that money that you're saving to pay off the debt, use that money that you're saving from paying off the debt to pay off other debt, and then within a year, I'm working with a guy right now, he's going to be out of debt within a year, okay? His home appraised, he didn't have enough money, equity in his home to pay off all the debt, so what he's going to do, he's going to take out enough, pay off what he can, use the $1,000 a month that he's saving to pay down the other debt, and then in 6 months, we're going to take a look to see if his home appreciated a little more, to see if we can't take out more money. Because like Michael Ferry just said from At Properties, home values are appreciating between 3 to 5% a year, depending upon where you're at. In some areas, they're flat. Some areas are still declining. Some areas are up 10 to 15% a year. So you got to look at it. You got to shake it up, man. I mean, you're living in a globe, in one of those snow globes. Pick it up every once in a while. Shake it up. See what you could do. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. We're here to help you navigate through today's always challenging, ever-changing real estate market. Also talked with Bob Surratt today on the noon business hour about the changes made with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on short sale financing and foreclosure financing. Some of the news was good. Some of the news was bad. So here's what we talked about in case you missed it. If you have a foreclosure on your credit report, foreclosure is if you miss 5 payments in a row. So if you stop making your mortgage payment in January, you miss January, February, March, April, May, and then you get to June, you're in foreclosure status. The bank might not send you a red ticket, but if you miss 5 mortgage payments in a row, you completely blow it off. That's a foreclosure, okay? Now, if the foreclosure was included in a bankruptcy, and you could document that, or a short sale was included in a bankruptcy, you have to wait 4 years from the discharge date to qualify for a new mortgage with Fannie Mae Freddie Mac. Before, it was 7 years for a foreclosure, okay? So that's the good news. It's only 4 to get a Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan. If the bad news is if it's a short sale, they used to allow you to do a short sale financing after 2 years with a 720 credit score with 20% down, or after 3 years with 10% down with 720 credit scores. Now all of you short sale people, all you people that went through a short sale, all the listeners out there that had a short sale to get a Fannie Freddie loan, no matter what, 4 years. So they pushed the short sale back to 4 years. They pushed the foreclosure up from 7 to 4 years. Now, if you had a foreclosure or a short sale that was included in the bankruptcy, it's 4 years. Okay? You're stuck. Sorry. So some people get hurt. Some people get helped. It is what it is. If you have any questions about this, 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. We are here to help you, okay? We are here to help you just like we were here earlier in the show, talked about real estate tax appeal. A lot of people think that they got to do it on their own. Wrong. You could do it on your own. Most people think they could do it on their own. Most people have no idea what they're doing if they're doing it on their own and don't get the benefit of having a professional do it for you. I can change the oil underneath my car if I really, 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 really wanted to. Guess what? I have no interest in doing that. That's why there are franchises like Jiffy Lube set up that people take their cars to. I call up my guy at the auto dealership. I'm like, hey, service B is up. Come pick up my car. Take care of it. Change the oil. Rotate the tires, whatever. I don't screw around with that. You want to deal with it? Knock yourself out. If you call my boys at Arnstein and Lair, Barry Katz, 312-876-7847. And you can call David. I think his name is Gardner. 312-876-7190. You could fax them your tax bill. They need your tax bill because it's got the parcel identification number on there. They need that in order to look up your parcel to determine what your valuation is and if they can lower your real estate taxes. The fax number is 312-876-7342. please make sure you put a cover sheet on there. I know it's simple. People forget to do it all the time. But if you send in your tax bill without a phone number, they can't call you back. 312-876-7342. They will look it up for free. And if they could help you, they will take one-third of the savings for the first year. Like David said, in the collar counties, it's done on a quinennial basis, which means it's done every 4 years. In the Cook County, it's done every 3 years, triannually. Okay? So if you catch it out in Kane County and you're up and your county just and your area just got reassessed, guess what? And they get it done the first year, that savings, if they save you $3,000, they get $1,000. You get the rest of the savings for the next 4 years. Pretty good deal, if you ask me. 312-876-7847 is their number. 312-876-7190 for the attorneys at Arnstein and Laird that will help you for free. See if you can appeal your taxes, real estate taxes. You can send them their tax bill at 312-876-7342. And if you want to reach me, talk about rearranging your financial furniture, you call me at 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. About an hour from now, our trusted producer, Brian Jones, we call him BJ, will have this fine show edited and up for you so you could download it and post it on LinkedIn, post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter, to send it to all your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers, because this is a valuable show with valuable information that people need in order to protect themselves and save themselves money and possibly put themselves into a much better position to buy a new home in a couple of years without that $30,000 to $40,000 worth of debt. Well, I don't want to roll it into my mortgage. Okay, so you don't roll it into your mortgage. Better off you keep paying $1,500 to $2,000 a month instead of rolling it into your mortgage and pay it off and saving all that money. Makes a lot of sense to me. Not 312-896-2111 is my phone number. 312-896-2111. The Housing Guru at WGNRadio.com. The Housing Guru at WGNRadio.com. Email David H. at Townstone.com. Gary Meyer up in 7 minutes.